My name is Ayana.
I'm Jonathan Sorta.
And how old are you?
16.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about your story. So if you can you please tell me about yourself?
I'm Jonathan. I'm 16 years old, openly gay. I'm pretty fun, I guess.
And do you have an immigration story? Like, where are your grandparents or your parents from?
My dad, he came from Honduras, but he came illegally one time, and he got deported back one time.
So how long has your family been here?
In Colorado, we've been here for like 5 years now.
And did you face any discrimination in the years you've been here?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Unequal.
And like, what types of things would they say to you?
Common stereotypes like wetback, faggot, you know.
Did your parents have to sacrifice anything to get you guys here?
No.
What do you think about immigrants in general?
I feel like we should be welcoming.
And how do you define immigrants?
Humans. They're just as human.
What's it like seeing your city grow?
It's interesting because the population's growing and I'm getting to see new structures in Colorado.
What changes have you noticed since you've been here?
I don't know.
Do you know where your previous family came from? Do you know what languages your family spoke?
Spanish and English.
Have you looked deeper into your family history?
No.
Have you ever helped another immigrant?
Yes.
Do you have citizenship?
Yes.
Does all your family have citizenship?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel knowing, like, how do you feel about our president who is in office right now?
I'm not a big fan of it just because of most of the things he has said and have done within, like, the past.
And have you ever been to the country where your parents come from?
Yes.
And what's the best thing you've experienced out there?
On how welcoming most people are there. They're pretty friendly.
Have you ever brought anything back from where your parents come from to the United States?
No.
If you were president, what would you change?
That's a lot. I guess the first thing I would change is the immigration problems that we're having and children being separated from their families and just little things here and there, too.
Is there anything about our president being in office that scares you?
It scares me that a lot of my friends' family members are here illegally, and I do not want to see them be taken away.
And how else does that make you feel? That you can't do nothing about it?
Useless and sad.
Sometimes does it make you feel powerless?
Yes.
And how do you try to be there for your friends?
I try to offer them any support that I can, or if anything does happen, they could just call me.
What are some things you would like to know about your culture?
No.
Do you think your culture would be more deep if you were born in the organ of your culture?
Yes.
Origin.
Yes.
What neighborhood and area did you grow up in?
I grew up in Aurora, Colfax, and Peoria.
What type of community was it like?
A bad community.
And what were the people like?
Rude.
How did you feel growing up in that type of community with those people?
In a way, kind of like unwelcome, because when we did originally come from Arizona, it was a new start. I was hoping for a new... new start and just new faces, but kind of people are rude, so.
What guides you to make the choices that you have made, or what influences are around you?
Can I say like a factor? Music played a really big part in my life.
Can you describe how?
It's like, music to me is kind of like just an outlet, because there is so much stress and stuff of like, just kind of around me.
Well, I understand because, like, I like music, too, and I'm a singer, so, like, I know how to relate when it comes to that because music, when I get upset and stuff, music helps me calm down. Like, it brings me back to a happy place. So I understand about that. What are some of the best memories that you have had where you've come from?
The pool being open 24/7.
And that's in Arizona, correct?
Yes.
What is one thing that they have in Arizona that they don't have here and that you would like Colorado to have?
Can't answer that.
You can't?
No.
What was your main goal when you came to Colorado? Like, did you have any goals?
Be a better person.
Is there anything else you want me to know?
That's it.
Okay. How did your family get to the United States? Like,
they were from Arizona, right?
My mom's from Arizona. My dad's from Honduras.
So how did your dad get here?
He walked half the way, kind of where the end of Chile is, and then from there he took, he drove or something, kind of near the border, but then, he got smuggled in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know a lot of people in Colorado, or did you not know anyone?
I did not know anyone.
Is the U.S.? Well, what's your opinion on immigration today?
I feel like what they're doing is wrong and how we should just kind of be more opening and not so hateful towards them.
And since you are the multi-generation, how many years has your dad been here?
1 year.
Oh. Does he have citizenship or?
No.
And what type of documents does he have? Cool. How does it make you feel not knowing that your dad doesn't have citizenship?
Don't care.
Are you close? Are you and your dad close?
No.
Don't worry about the pauses because we're gonna edit it out.
Yeah. Is there any other stories about yourself that you would like me to know?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for taking your time out your day to have a conversation with me, and I hope to get to learn more about you in the future.
It was nice meeting you too.
Nice meeting you too.
Yeah, that's good.
How long was that?
It was 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be longer.